From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
As the first African woman to receive this prize, I accept it on behalf of the people of Kenya and Africa, and indeed the whole world.
The risk faced by the crew of a shuttle mission to the Hubble is very small. Given the intrinsic value of a serviced Hubble mission and the high likelihood of a success for a shuttle servicing mission, the committee concludes that such a mission is worth the risk.
I think if we become totally risk averse in NASA, we might as well shut it down. We have made the huge gains in control of the skies and space exploration because we took a chance.
Now, why do we soldiers have to dig through local landfills for pieces of scrap metal and compromised ballistic glass to up-armor our vehicles? And why don't we have those resources readily available to us?
As you know, you go to war with the army you have, not the army you might want or wish to have at a later time.
We're currently producing about 300 kits a month that are retrofitted on the Humvee vehicles and being sent to Iraq, and we could do double that.
The soldier on the ground in today's environment has the ability to meet with people and complain. That's the tradition of an American soldier. They've been complaining since the Revolutionary War.
In academics, in business, and in government, Sam Bodman has shown himself to be a problem solver who knows how to set goals and he knows how to reach them.
If confirmed by the Senate, my colleagues and I at the Department of Energy stand ready to carry forward your vision of sound energy policy to ensure a steady supply of affordable energy for America's homes and businesses.
Last night, based on my findings, and based on precedent, and I guess just the right thing to do, I called the White House, informed them of the problem, and told them and requested that my name be withdrawn as a candidate.